Thank you. made its way into the living rooms of America. We were astonished to hear the lifelike sound of real voices in the living room. Voices from the theater, from the music hall. Voices that sang and announced and advertised. And there they were in the living room, next to the settee. Preferably heard with headphones, perhaps a voice chased up and down the dial with nimble fingers as the frequencies raced about. Early radio was an era previous to frequency stabilization. And so So the voices entered the living rooms, and they told stories, and they played songs, and they announced, and they were very cheerful. Sometimes they were serious, sometimes there was news, sometimes there were warnings, sometimes there was instruction. Oftentimes, they were men's voices. For the magic of the wireless is not only that of the antenna, but that of the microphone. For what could be more lifelike, more realistic, more embodied, more present
than the microphone? Than a microphone held up close to your mouth, whispering into your ear, singing just for you. What could be more intimate than the radio made for you? The radio that brings the voice next to your ear. People who speak to people, when in fact we will enter the age where machines speak to machines once again, where the main sound to be heard will be that of data transfer, of encrypted communication, of artificial intelligence, of signals flying at microsecond speed. We won't require the niceties of encoded chat, of declarations of good day, of thank you, of over and out. No more Roger. No more OL. No more good to hear ya. No more 10-4.
Thank you.